From time to time on the checkout, we listen to records. We being myself and...
Ben Ratliff from the New York Times.
Ben, what are we listening to today?
Today, we're going to listen to a track from the new record by Steve Lehman. It's an octet record. It's called Travail, Transformation, and Flow. And the track we're listening to is called Echoes.
Travail, Transformation, and Flow.
It's a lot to take in over breakfast. What I like about this is that this is a very self-consciously kind of up-to-date jazz record. Everything about the sound of this music broadcasts, you know, hyper-modern. It's a really learned record about, you know, things that have happened in jazz over the last 40 to 50 years.
What do you mean by that?
There's lots of tradition in it. There's lots of echoes of other people's music that he's clearly listened to hard. First of all, in this piece, there's a little bit of... This is outside jazz, but there's some classical minimalism, you know. No doubt, there's Steve Reich in there. Here is Steve Lehman's alto saxophone playing, and for sure this guy has internalized Eric Dolphy in the kind of intervals he uses and the kind of phrases that he does. Not only Eric Dolphy's saxophone playing, but the sound of the album Out to Lunch is something I hear on this record a lot. On Out to Lunch, there are timbral combinations that you really notice. The same goes here. You've got similar kinds of timbral combinations going on.
It feels like the way he writes some of this music, the parts for certain instruments, when they connect, it almost sounds like electronic music.
Yeah, and that could be because he spends a lot of time making electronic music. Half of his career is doing electronic music or electroacoustic music, which is rare, actually, for a working jazz band leader. Usually you're in this world or you're in that world. There's very few who are doing both. In other places in this record, I also hear Henry Threadgill's writing, the way Lehman has written the tuba parts against the drums. Reminds me of Henry Threadgill. On this record, you also hear Dave Holland's influence. You hear all these funny patterns going on around this very steady, anchoring bass line. And this is what happens in Dave Holland's bigger ensembles. It's really interesting music. It's like a sort of prism.
Ben Ratliff, tell me what you think about young composers in jazz. What's the pitfall?
They may be great players. They may be steeped in some particular corner of the tradition, but sometimes you think, oh, I wish this person had listened to more records. You know, I wish this person had heard more of the tradition instead of just one small part of the spectrum.
Right.
You wish this person had really thought about, like, the last 30 or 40 years. This guy is somebody who I feel has really done his homework.
Travail, Transformation, and Flow, Steve Lehman and Ben Ratliff.